to get involved in, go to the website 40hourfamine.com.au and sponsor someone. They're making a sacrifice and they are so encouraged when you decide to actually make a donation and sponsor them.
And the member of the Northern Tablelands, Adam Marshall, is urging local councils, individuals and community groups across the region wanting to improve fish habitat to apply for a grant through the next funding round of the New South Wales Government's Habitat Action Grants Program. Mr Marshall said grants of up to $40,000 were available to fishing clubs, community groups, local councils and individuals wanting to improve fish habitat in their local area. Adam Marshall.
I'm urging our local fishing clubs, councils and organisations to apply for the latest round of the state government's fish habitat restoration program. There's up to $40,000 available per organisation for initiatives that will actually improve local fish habitat. So that might be better vehicle crossings so that fish don't get stuck on one side of the crossing or the other. It might be de-snagging or cleaning up a section of river, restoring some native vegetation on the sides of riverbanks to reduce the pollution in rivers. Can be any initiative that improves the health of our local creeks, streams and rivers. Last year we had nearly $80,000 worth of funding for a number of projects. Our Habitat Action Grants applications are now open and they close on Friday the 16th of October, and I'm really encouraging groups, councils, individuals and fishing clubs to think very seriously about putting an application to secure some of this money to improve our local fish habitat.
Today, the Drovers Run Outback Adventure will return to Tamworth after 13 fun-filled and fundraising days on the road. The 25 vehicles will drive down Peel Street at approximately 1 o'clock. This year has seen the biannual Drovers Run